I got about the oil spill because I know about Planet X. I knew that it was a scam. What they did was they deliberately drilled into that oil volcano in the Gulf of Mexico because they wanted to create the illusion that man had created this oil spill, when in fact God had created it by bringing Planet X in. You see, every seabed in the world is now beginning to break up. We are seeing bubbling, buckling, and bulging of the seabeds all around the world. The coral sea has had bulging, 13 feet increase in the seabed bottom over a period of days. And this is exactly what's happening in the Gulf of Mexico. I have a friend.
So you're suggesting
who is a Gulf War veteran.
That the crust of the earth is being impacted by this.
Absolutely. In fact, the thinnest part of the earth's crust is the seabeds. Think about it. All the seabeds are thinner and much more pliable because of the water resting on the seabeds than is the crust of the earth, which is more solid. However, the crust of the earth is undergoing tremendous breakups. There's methane bubbles, methane being pumped up from the ground all over Pennsylvania, Texas, Colorado, you name it. There's places you can catch in the news. Just do an internet search on the word methane and places like Pennsylvania and Texas, etc. It's happened all over the world. The sinkholes are increasing tremendously. It was a huge sinkhole almost the size of an office, well, bigger than an office building in Guatemala City. You know, this oil spill is a fraud. What they wanted it to do was to show us, to make us believe that man had caused this oil spill, when in fact the entire bed of this Gulf of Mexico is breaking up and there is oil coming out all over the place. I had posted essays on this fact, what I believe is a fact, 2 months ago when everybody was saying, oh, BP is really screwed up and they are causing all this trouble and they can't stop the leak. Well, why would they drill into a volcano? There's no reason to drill into and know what they knew was a volcano. They have the satellites that can look deep into the earth and tell where the volcanoes are, where the oil deposits are. They wanted to make it look like man created this, because if the world ever found out that these leakage of oil coming from all the seabeds around the world, not just here but in China also, is caused by the gravitational pull of this planet now beginning to take effect as it draws closer and closer, then what would happen to the people? They would panic. All the people who are docile and timid and obedient to this tyrannical leadership, this power elite that rules the world, those people would suddenly, out of fear, say, there is a greater fear. Their attitude would be, there's a much greater fear than my fear of the government, and that fear is what's happening to the earth. And they would lose, they would go into panic, and they would, the power elite
panic
would lose
is their
control.
Concern.
The reins of power would be yanked out of their greedy fists immediately, and that is the
See,
last
I think
thing
that is
they want. They would rather blame themselves for the oil
that
leak
is,
than have
that,
the world find out.
Okay? Control of the earth is being torn from their hands, okay? It is being torn from their hands.
And they're desperately trying to stop it.
Everywhere around the world, we're making it very clear, we're not going to take this anymore. We're done.
Well, here's the thing, though, RJ.
And panic is their concern because it will hit them in the pocketbook, okay? Panic will occur, if it occurs, right? It will financially harm them. They will lose money if people go into a panic.
But they'll lose their power. They'll lose their control over the entire world. That's why their one world government will fall apart. You see, the greatest factor of this panic would be the fear, not necessarily anger. Yes, there's a lot of anger and backlash due to this tyrannical abuse that the people are taking. However, the greater panic will come from the absolute stark terror that comes when people see that the earth is breaking up. They do not want the people to know that the Gulf of Mexico is breaking up. Now, let me tell you something. This is a secret. It's something that came to me 3 to 4 years ago from a friend of mine here in northern New Jersey. He was a former Gulf War veteran. He has contacts with one person who is a geologist for the U.S. Geological Survey. 3 to 4 years ago, he told me this. This is important to remember. He said that this geologist with the U.S. Geological Survey told him two things. One, they are surveying for tremendously wonderful opportunities for oil drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. Two, they expect land masses to arise out of the Gulf of Mexico. This was 3 to 4 years ago. That's how I knew that this oil spill was a scam, and then no other Patriot broadcaster knows that. They don't have a clue. None of them have a clue. They think it was a BP originated thing. But if you look at all the facts that they're covering up, they put the Corexit in there, because they wanted to scratch two itches. One was kill off the population. Two, Brexit,
yeah.
as Keith Olbermann stated on MSNBC, and go to YouTube, you'll see it. Keith Olbermann on MSNBC says the
scientists have proven that the Corexit
does nothing but cover up the seabed, and that's exactly
yes.
what they want. They didn't want the cracks and fissures to be noticed.
On that point, he was right. In fact, I got a hold of that, and I put it up on my website so people can see it, okay? Most of the time, he gets it wrong. Most of the time, his position is wrong, but on that point, he got it right. In fact, on MSNBC, right? Brzezinski is in charge. His own daughter is on MSNBC, okay? But Keith Olbermann made it very clear and took a stand. Risks his career making a stand on Corexit, okay? They did not have to spray Corexit out there, except they intend to kill people and to kill, you know, fish and to kill birds. They didn't have to spray Corexit to stop the oil there in the Gulf. No way.
Yes, right. But of course their main reason for doing it was to blanket the seabed so you could not see it. They were desperately trying to cover up the fact that the entire Gulf of Mexico seabed is cracking up. Lindsay Williams documented that himself in his radio interviews, and it's absolutely true. Now you're going to start seeing it very soon. You're going to start seeing breakups. That's why you're hearing all these other phony lies. Yesterday we heard a story about this towboat that hit an oil rig and caused another leak. Well, that was another lie to make it look, to deceive people into thinking that man has caused these oil leaks that are coming up, popping up all over the oceans and seabeds of the world. And you're going to hear more and more lies. You'll hear, find out, do a search, you'll find out that in China there are oil leaks occurring in the seabed.
The entire surface
seabeds of the earth are breaking up right now, and we're going to see these devastating geological effects.